Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Swander, and she is the Poet Laureate of Iowa, among other things. So good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Levon.
Mary, we are so happy that you are going to be coming to Atlantic on June 5th, and people can get acquainted with you, although lots of folks already know you in the Atlantic area. But Mary, what are you going to be doing at the library?
I'm coming and I'm bringing my banjo and my harmonica, and then I'm going to give a little reading from a small book of mine that's new called The Sunny Side, and it's three little stories about me interacting with the Amish where I lived near Kelowna. And it's a gorgeous book. It's hand-printed, sewed together by hand, made by Tim Fay, who lives in Anamosa, Iowa. And people may know him from the Wapsipinicon Almanac that he puts out.
Okay, so there's going to be music, there's going to be listening, but you're also going to involve folks, right?
Right. There's a sing-along, which the title story is called The Sunny Side, which is an old Carter family tune. So start practicing that tune, because that's what you'll be singing with me, and we'll have a good time. If somebody wants to dance, they can do that.
You bet. And I'm sure that if the weather's nice, you're going to be out in the newly opened garden at the library. You know, it was open a little bit last fall, but now it's really getting into the spring and summer, and really can enjoy the library reading park or garden there at the library. So, Mary, you get to help initiate all that and also help carry out the summer theme that includes something about libraries rock. You're going to rock.
Well, we're going to rock. Yeah, come on down to the library and we'll rock. I'm looking forward to seeing this new garden, and it's always great to be in Atlantic because my family was from there originally at one point in our chain, you know, family tree. Mm-hmm. So we have good memories there.
And it's not been too long ago that you were here to do a program related to farms and moving farms from one family to another family and that whole legacy of farming. So some folks will remember that participation or that the kind of thing that you did. So, Mary,
yeah, we did Map of My Kingdom.
Yes, Map of My Kingdom.
About a year and a half ago. It was really, really, really performance, good turnout. We had a great discussion about farmland succession, which is a major issue and topic. So if you came to Map My Kingdom and liked it, come to the library and you'll like it even more.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be quite a bit different in terms of performance. I mean, you didn't bring your banjo when you were here for Map of My Kingdom. Yes, and you also mentioned banjo and harmonica, correct?
Harmonica too, so
yeah,
that'll be fun. Yeah, the librarian said, bring that banjo, bring all your tricks. So
very good.
And,
what time, Mary, does your performance start?
I think it's 6:30.
Okay, so come to the library, come to the reading garden, and participate. There's no fee for this. It's just going to be a fun outdoor time. And I'm sure if the weather isn't cooperating, you'll be indoors. But
it's either 6 or 6:30.
Yeah. Okay.
To check that. Yeah.
So, Mary, tell us a bit about this book. In addition to it being actually a piece of art, the way it sounds, it has the stories.
Yeah, the three stories are really about the way that the Amish look at their lives and their transition out of this world into the next. And it would sound grim, but it's actually, the stories are very funny. And, you know, they have a unique perspective on things because they have a completely different culture. And, you know, the biggest thing that I see is that we're always striving for something, you know, make more money, get a better house, get a bigger car, whatever it might be. And they have none of that in their culture because they don't have cars and they don't have money. And they consider the fact that once they are farming, they've made it. They've done it. And so that just changes your whole perspective mm-hmm. on how one should live one's life. So there's a story about a funeral procession going by in buggies, which is pretty to see that. And then the next story is about the exterminator that comes to my house and tells the story of his daughter, who actually gets married to a neighbor, Amish neighbor, in the Amish neighbor's father's hostel room. He was dying of cancer, and they decided to push the wedding up, and they all, so that the father could be part of it, and they all squeezed into the University of Iowa hospital room. And the third story is about a bluegrass festival at the Methodist Church up the road. And that's where you'll be doing the sing-along.
All right. Is that bluegrass festival, that's something that happens annually?
Oh, yeah. It's really, really wonderful. It's the Sharon Center Methodist Church Bluegrass Festival, and it's usually the last weekend or the second to last weekend in June. And it's just a lovely, lovely festival with local musicians and bands, and they have food, and there's a lovely little grove there that makes a natural amphitheater, and one of my favorite events of the summer.
And you could just join right in with your banjo and your harmonica. So Mary, why are you doing this? I know you're going to several libraries around the area. Why is that important to you?
Well, it's sponsored by Humanities Iowa, which is the Humanities Council of Iowa, and the intent there is to bring the arts and the humanities to basically groups, people that ordinarily wouldn't be able to afford, bring somebody in on their own. And so it's a chance for people to come and hear a well-published author and ask questions, interact, and it's also a fun bit of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love going into the rural areas, especially because they're so surprising. There's always something really interesting going on, and people are filled with the arts in rural areas, although that's not the stereotype. So I love places to break the stereotype.
Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Mary Swander, who is the Poet Laureate of Iowa and accomplished in many other ways. We could list many books she's written and plays she's written and so on. But she's going to be in Atlantic on June 5th at the library. Mary, you just made a statement that I think maybe you could talk just a little more about, and that is that art kind of is everywhere, but we don't sometimes see it and we don't appreciate it.
No, that's right. I really, really enjoyed my role as Poet Laureate, and one of the things that's fascinating to me is there's so many places all over the state that I've gotten to know that have book groups or poetry writing groups or musical groups, bands, community centers where all this artistic activity is going on. And and it was so fun to go in there, and they just wanted somebody to come in and talk to and bounce things off of. One of my most memorable experiences is I went to a library in Oskaloosa once. And there was a little group there of poetry lovers, and I wasn't expecting this at all. And I said, okay, here I am. What would you like to do? What would you like to know from me? And they said, we'd really love to know about rhythm and how rhythm works in poetry and where the stress is ball and how you figure that out and how you scan a line. Now, that is very sophisticated. I was not preparing mm-hmm. to go in and teach metrics in Oskaloosa, but that's what we did for the night. And it was a blast. It was really, really fun. And so, you know, that's what's going on. There's a lot of activity out there. I've tried to do my part in supporting people who, you know, want to participate in the literary arts.
Mm-hmm. Surprise wherever you go. So we want to thank you very much, Mary Swander, for visiting with us this morning. And then people need to come and see you and sing with you and so on at the Atlantic Public Library on Tuesday, June 5th in the evening. Thanks so much, Mary. And just remind folks that the library is a wonderful source for us.
Yeah, no, it is. Thank you, LaVon. It was a pleasure.